We're going to be in Hebrews tonight, Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 1. I hope you had a good afternoon. Maybe you got a nap in. Maybe not. But I hope your afternoon was good. And thank you for coming back tonight. I do have a bonus joke for you tonight, though. Do you know what you call a hen looking at a pile of lettuce? A hen looking at a pile of lettuce. That is a chicken Caesar salad. A chicken Caesar salad. I don't care what you say, that's pretty good. Solomon said, of stupid jokes, there is no end. Or something like that. Let's pray, and then we want to read this one verse, and then we want to say some things tonight on the subject of hope. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful and grateful that we can call upon you. Thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness. You deserve all praise, honor that we could possibly muster up tonight. You are a great God and greatly to be praised. And we fail as your people to praise you. So forgive us. And help us to praise you the best we are able to praise you with the hope that we have that one day we will be able to praise you as you deserve to be praised. We're looking forward to that day. So help us tonight as we read your word. Help us as we preach it. Help us as we hear it. We pray that you would cause us to be aware of its weight, it being alive, your word. And God, that you would help us to love it and appreciate it and receive it and to apply it. Lead us and guide us and direct us into the paths of your truths. Well, thank you for that. In Jesus' name and for Christ's sake, amen. A chicken Caesar salad. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of your hope, the evidence of things not seen. So we began looking at the subject of hope a couple of weeks ago as we began this series looking at 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Where Peter, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And if you will remember, we said that the word hope, biblically, as it is used biblically, it is not something that we wish for or something that might come to pass, but the word hope in the Bible is used to speak of something that is sure to come to pass in the future. So hope is future-oriented, but it is a surety to happen. We are sure that this will happen in the future. That is what we mean by hope. It is something that is expected to happen and that is sure to happen. And the source of our hope is God, because God gives us this hope through His mercy in the work of the new birth. He has begotten us again unto a lively hope. So all of those who have been born again, born from above by the power of the Spirit of God, receive this hope. And God has caused us to be born again and given us this hope in the regenerating work of the Spirit of God. Then we saw that this hope is really the hope we have in a resurrection day, in which our bodies will be raised from the dead, reunited with our souls and our spirits who are in the presence of the Lord, but in a glorified form. This hope is in an inheritance that we will receive that is incorruptible, undefiled, and will not fade away. And we saw that the hope we have is sure because this inheritance is reserved for us in heaven, and we are kept for it while we are alive. Amen? So that was a good place to start. All believers have the hope of future realities that are sure to come to pass. Now, with that under our belts, let's move forward and learn something about hope from Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 1, which is, as you know, a chapter about faith. But we see here that faith is the substance of things that we hope for. So we're going to look at hope from this passage. So let's begin by looking at the partner of hope. The partner of hope. Because the writer of Hebrews connects our hope with our faith. Amen? So both of those are gifts of God, right? Our hope comes through the new birth. Our faith is a gift of God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is who He is, what He's done, and everything the Bible says about Him. And although we have not seen Him, we have a firm conviction that He is the Lord who rose from the dead, and every promise that we have in Scripture is ours because of Him. We'll get back to that in just a moment. So hope is future-oriented faith. That's what it is. Hope is future-oriented faith. Faith is present, yes, but faith is the substance of our future hope. So hope, then, is future-oriented faith. And hope, like faith, is confidence in the Lord Jesus and all that the Bible says about Him, but it is confidence that is aimed at the future. We have faith in Christ today. We have hope in Christ tomorrow. Say amen. The word substance here means assurance. Faith is the assurance of our hope. It is the nature or substance or reality or the essence of our hope. Faith apprehends the goodness and the sweetness of what God has promised us, and it apprehends them so clearly that they are present with us today in faith. So future hope becomes present reality in our faith. Does that make sense? They're connected. They can't be separated. Faith doesn't create hope. Faith apprehends our hope, makes our hope perceivable, and allows us to taste and sense the beauty and the sweetness and the goodness of all that God promises us. I don't know exactly. I haven't experienced what heaven will be, but it sure does taste good to me here. Faith, apprehending and giving reality today to what our hope in the future will be. So there is a critical relationship here between faith, the assurance of our promises, and our hope that God has given to us. The promises, the rewards that we have not received yet, that we will receive, but we get a taste of them, we get a little bit of reality of them in faith. So faith assures us of those things that we have hope of. And the very word that the writer of Hebrews uses here in this passage for assurance is a word that was used in his day that was used for a letter written for a title deed to a house. We may not have the house yet, but we have the title deed. Amen. Faith is the title deed. Hope is the house. Say amen. Our Lord has gone to prepare a place for us. Say amen. And by faith, we believe that's true. And we believe by faith that He is coming again to receive us to Himself, that where He is, we will be also. Our hope connected to our faith. So faith is the title deed of the things that you hope for, that God has promised you. Faith is the instrument whereby you are assured of receiving what God has promised you in the Word. How do I know I will receive what the Bible promises to me? Because God has given me faith, and my faith assures me of my hope. Does that make sense? In faith, things hoped for become realized. Our faith substantiates what we hope for, thus giving us assurance that they are true. Say amen. If you have faith in things hoped for, that means the things hoped for are true. Are you with me? Faith proves or gives evidence for the things that we cannot see. Say amen. Now, I haven't almost died or died for 20 minutes and went to heaven and come back. I haven't done that. I haven't seen heaven. But faith assures me that there is a heaven. Faith assures me there is a hell. And faith in Christ assures me I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven to be with the Lord. I haven't seen that. But faith gives me evidence of that hope and conviction that the unseen things are true. Faith applies the reality of God's promises and the unseen world to this life, to this present time, to this visible world. Faith makes invisible hope for things visible and a present reality. Does that make sense? It's good. It's good stuff. Arthur Pink offers this helpful illustration. He says, two men standing on the deck of a ship looking in the same direction. One sees nothing, but the other sees a distant boat. The difference is, the first man is looking with his unaided eye, whereas the second man is looking through a telescope. Faith is the telescope that brings the future promises of God into present focus. Faith enables us to see the unseen world that the natural man cannot see. Natural man has no hope, and natural man has no faith. They have no godliness here, nor will they have any godliness there. We who are God's people have both. We have a future hope, and we have a present faith. If you don't have hope, you don't have faith. And if you don't have faith, you don't have hope. Amen? We, as the men and women of God, have the promises of God, and we rest on them, and we rest on the promises of God as our hope, and we don't have anything else but that. Amen? No visible evidence that these promises will come true. No visible evidence the kingdom promise will come true, yet the promises are so real by faith that we count them as absolutely reliable, that the people in the Bible built their entire lives around their hope and their faith. Say amen. None of you have seen heaven. Say amen. And none of you know anybody who's seen heaven and been back. Don't care what books you've read. The only person The only person who's been to heaven and come back is the Lord. Amen. Say amen. And yet, our entire lives are basically built on that truth. Right? What causes us to build our lives on a truth that cannot be visibly seen? Faith in a hope given to us in the new birth. Say amen. Is Scripture reliable? Absolutely. Can you trust what God has promised you? Absolutely. And what has been done, what will be accomplished, or what will be given to us, all of that is future, but it is in a present tense through faith. We are saved. Say amen. We are the children of God. We have an inheritance. I have the title deed. I just don't have the reality quite yet. It is hoped for. Amen. But here's my title deed. Faith is the gift of God that allows us to listen and trust Scripture. And in trusting Scripture, we trust the gospel in the Scripture, and thus we trust Christ as our Savior. It's a package deal. Say amen. And I think we need to understand that. It would not do us any good to trust Christ as your Savior if you could not trust Scripture for everything that Him being a Savior to you means. Amen? What good would a Savior be if it meant nothing? But the Scripture tells you everything that it means to be a child of God. So number one, we see here that the partner of hope is faith. Faith making future hope a present day reality and the invisible future things visible today. So number two, let's look at the perseverance of hope. So our hope in the surety of future promises, right? That's what hope is. We are sure that what God has promised us will be ours. It has present day realities, right? In Christ, we are now living a life, right? Based on His promises to us in the future that we haven't seen, right? And They carry so much weight with us that those future promises that we have not seen control what we do and what we don't do. You live your life as a Christian battling the flesh, right? Wouldn't it be easier just to say, let's just forget it, let's just go with whatever feels good? It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it, than fighting the flesh all the time? Let's just let it go. That's the way we used to live, right? That's the way I used to live. In the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride of life, that's the way I used to live. Whatever happens, happens. Let's go. But faith is a substance to your hope that enables you to live fighting the inclination of your own fallenness. Fighting against the world in which we live. Wouldn't it be easier just to say, well, we're just going to roll with whatever the world goes, whatever culture says, that's what we're going to roll with. Why fight it? No. It is hope that is fleshed out in our faith that enables us to fight against that. There is a real sense in which we live against the grain of our own senses, because we just can't do what our hearts tell us to do. If we are left to our own devices, it would be out of control in every aspect of our lives. Why? Because our heart is never satisfied. This chapter, chapter 11, is full of people who live their lives committed to God based on a hope. Say amen. They committed their lives based on a promise or promises that would be realized in the future, that most of them didn't find the realization of it and died. They didn't find the realization to it till after death. So faith is hope in action. Let me say that. If you have faith, that is hope in action presently. So we can read here that Abel believed God regarding the sacrifice that he was make to God, acted on faith to what God said was true, and according to the promise that God would bless him if he did it as God told him to. Faith acting based upon future hope. Are you getting this? Enoch walked with God and he didn't die. Noah believed God. What did God say? I'm going to destroy the world. Say amen. I'm going to send a flood. You need to build a boat because I'm going to spare you from the flood. It was a promise for future blessing. And what did Noah do? He built the boat. Present day faith acting on future hope. Are you getting this? So he builds an ark. 120 years he builds an ark. 120 years he builds an ark in an environment where it has never rained, based on a future promise. Sarah was promised a child, a future child. It wound up being farther in the future than they thought. But they remained faithful to God based upon that promise. Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and all the others. They all believed the promises of God, and those promises that would be fulfilled in the future caused them by faith to live their lives committed to God in the present. And the record of the Old Testament stands as testimony to their what? To their faith. That was the substance of their hope. Say amen. They lived their lives based upon the promises God made to them. And God's word made their hope real. And based upon what God had told them, they lived obediently by faith. Say amen. Is it possible to have hope in the future promises of God and live your life here any way you want to live it? No. That future hope is attached to present day faith that causes you to live obediently to God in view of that hope. Say amen. They trusted what they could not see. They lived their lives based on the promises that God made them, and they lived their lives obediently. There's a whole chapter here of name after name after name after name of those who did exactly that. So, we are sure what will come in the future, and what will come in the future is by faith realized and seen now, and that causes you to live your life in faith, in light of that hope. We live by faith, not by sight. Say amen. But that faith is attached to our hope. Biblical hope is an assured expectation that everything God has promised will absolutely come to pass. God cannot lie. Everything the Bible says is true, and the future that it describes is certain, so certain that it is as if it had already happened. And your life as a child of God is governed through faith by this hope. Say amen. It is what the reformers called the perseverance of the saints. That true Christians will hold fast to their hope until the end. There will be no defection. There will be staying power, spiritual staying power. They will be overcomers. A true Christian does not lose his hope. Therefore, a true Christian doesn't lose his faith. Faith will always triumph because it is in a hope that always endures, that perseveres, that remains. It is a seed that cannot die. It is a seed that cannot be killed by trouble. What's the worst that can happen to us on this earth? They can kill us. But they can't kill our hope. Say amen. Our hope is ours. Hallelujah. Number three, and I'm done. The person of hope. I just wanted to make sure that we don't get lost here. The partner of hope is faith. Faith in this hope causes us to act and persevere and live obediently and be committed and stay committed to Christ. But what makes our hope sure is the one in whom our hope is in. We are anticipating, right? Future glory. Every true believer is looking for the appearing of the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is His exaltation, it is His reigning, it is His ruling, it is us bowing at His feet, it is His praise going on for countless ages. It is a praise service, it is a glorification, it is a worship of Jesus Christ day and night. If there were day and night in heaven, it is an unending, unstoppable worship of Christ. That is what our heart is looking towards. Our hope is not in a place. Say amen. There are some people, their hope's in a place. Come on now. You know them. It's got to be streets of gold, right? Gates of pearl, walls of jasper. I got to have my mansion. That's your hope. That's a sad hope. Say amen. Your hope's not in a place. It's not in pleasure. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain. That's not your hope either. Your hope is in a person. I am going to be in the presence of my Lord and Savior who died for me to save me for all eternity. And I will be able to look upon Him. And I will be able to sing His praises. And I will be able to see the smile on His face. I can't wait! That's our hope. And what keeps me between the rails here is that hope that is now governing me in faith. Our hope is in spending eternity in the presence of Christ, praising Him who gave Himself for us, died in our place so that we might have life. My hope is in Him. My confidence is in Him, that all the future promises of God will come to pass because of Him. Say amen. All future glory is sure because of the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has reserved it all for me. He is keeping me for it. It's all in Him. And who is the one that overcomes the world? The one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. That's what the Bible says. So if we genuinely believe that Jesus Christ is God, and if we really believe that He came to die in our place on the cross as a sacrifice to save us from the wrath of God because of our sins, then there will be a future and sure hope that becomes a present day reality by faith. Say amen. The essence of what our faith rests in is what Christ has done for us. What He has done to rescue me from my sinful condition and enable me to know that I in Christ will not come in judgment and condemnation, and that all things are working together for my good. Have you thought about that? The Bible says all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to His purpose. I, by faith, believe that. But it's based on hope. Say amen. Christ died for you. Christ rose again for you. And therefore, the Bible says, all the promises of God are yes in Christ. So, do not look at your circumstances. Look to Christ. It is our prayer for the year, right? Look unto Christ. Not your circumstances, not your problems. Look to Christ who has purchased all of our promises in His death on the cross. And hold fast to Him. Hope comes from the promises of God that have been won for us and rooted in the work of Christ. Say amen. So we're not hoping in a place. We're not hoping in pleasure and no pain. We're hoping in a person. Amen. And that hope feeds our faith. So that those who hope in Christ, future, live for Christ now. Hope in the future, faith that works now. Say amen. So it is impossible to have hope of a future glory and not by faith trust and live for Christ today. We are scheduled to go on vacation, not this coming week, but the following week. We'll be leaving Monday, coming back Saturday. And our vacation, it isn't, we call it, we're hoping to go on vacation, but it's not exactly hope as the Bible uses hope, because our vacation is at the very mercy and the will of God. So we're hoping to go on vacation, Lord willing. But that hope of going on vacation is causing us to do some things this week to prepare for that. Say amen. It's not that we're just going to lay around and then pick up on Monday and go on vacation. We got to get some things done this week ahead of time before we go on vacation. Say amen. Denise has got to get a whole week's worth of stuff done early and a whole bulletin done early. And I've got birthdays, ladies' birthdays when I come back. So I've got 3 cutting boards I got to get done. I've got to try to get Abby's doors done for her kitchen. I've got a lot of things to do. Plus study for Wednesday night and study for Sunday. But you get what I'm saying. Our future hope is causing a present day action. Does that make sense? It is in the same sort of way, I think, that our hope in Christ, future, our hope in being with Christ, our hope in being with Him causes us by faith to live for Him now. That hope in the promises that have been won for us by Christ pushes us toward living for Him by faith in the present. Amen. Amen? So don't ever forget. Because I've never had anybody tell me that. My faith is connected to my hope. And faith is simply the action of my future hope in Christ. Amen? Amen.